to Washington now. This weekend, the new National Museum of African American History and Culture opens. And one of the exhibits is a collection of photographs from the late 30s to the 1940s taken by a young African American woman. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the photographer chose to show images of life at its best.
Laura Fitzpatrick took portraits, hundreds of them. At the time, Americans were still pulling themselves out of the Depression. Then World War II raged. Discrimination against African Americans was a brutal fact of life. Yet there is barely a hint of these struggles in Fitzpatrick's images. A young couple sunbathing on Coney Island. A group of friends sitting on big rocks in the park. A mother and her children after church.
We were really amazed by the fact that it was a single photographer, and it documented the way in which a community was shaped, the way it was formed, and how people lived.
Rhea Combs is a photography and film curator with the African American Museum. She says the collection was donated by Laura Fitzpatrick's children. Fitzpatrick was born in Mount Meigs, Alabama in 1927. Her son, Daniel Evans, says it was her mother who gave her the camera when she was 10 years old.
While my grandmother was working hard, she also wanted my mother to have something to do during the day. And she took to it.
It was one of those accordion folding cameras, and Evans says Fitzpatrick took it everywhere. Her subjects were friends and neighbors in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn. Many of them had also migrated north from southern states like Alabama and Mississippi. In one photo, three sharply dressed young women stand side by side on a city sidewalk. Rhea Combs reads the caption Laura Fitzpatrick wrote.
This is junior high school style.
Junior high school style has changed a lot. And they're wearing suits and skirts
that go beneath their knees with bobby socks and, you know, saddle shoes.
Everybody said, wow, look how dressed up they are. And it's like, yeah, and their parents were domestic workers, janitors. There really wasn't money around, but that never stopped them from holding their heads up high, you know, looking forward to the future.
Laura Fitzpatrick didn't have any formal training in photography, and yet she took great care to stage her portraits. She took lots of pictures on the rooftop of the public housing she and her mother lived in. Another favorite spot was in front of the Star Employment Agency. Posing in front of the Brooklyn storefront in 1944, a young man wears a buttoned-up suit and tie. A young woman is wearing a long, stylish wool coat with a fur collar.
That was everyone's goal, to be able to finish high school and go into the Star Employment Agency and let them know, hey, I'm ready to work.
Whatever struggles there must have been, Laura Fitzpatrick captured a sense of joy in the people she photographed, whether it was a family portrait or a group of friends in the park. And for curator Rhea Combs, that's the point.
This provides this kind of counter-narrative in a way that allows us to sort of see African Americans thriving, enjoying life, that it wasn't always this kind of, sort of depressed existence by any stretch of the imagination. And so you see the resilience and the fortitude and just the beauty of everyday existence.
But after high school, Laura Fitzpatrick didn't have as much time for photography.
If she had a druthers, she would have become a professional photographer. But for African-American woman with a high school education in 1945, she decided to become a nurse.
Laura Fitzpatrick enrolled in the YWCA School of Nursing. She got married and raised four children. She was a nurse at Brooklyn's Brookdale Hospital for 33 years. She died in 1987. Daniel Evans believes his mother knew her photographs would have cultural and historic relevance someday. She was, he says, the only person in the neighborhood with a camera. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.